Unit 4, Northwest China. Conversation 1. Ladies and gentlemen, now we have arrived at the Dunhuang Mogao Grottoes.
I have heard that it is one of the famous sites in China, but I know it only this. Can you tell me more about it?
Okay. Dunhuang in western Gansu province was an important town on the Silk Road in ancient times. The Dunhuang Mogao Grottoes, or Caves of 1,000 Buddhas, is one of the three famous grottoes in China.
It sounds very exciting. Why do we call it Caves of 1,000 Buddhas?
There are altogether 493 caves, 2,400 sculptures and murals of 45,000 square meters in Mogao Grottoes. In the China Grotto Arts, Mogao Grottoes is the largest in scale, richest in content, highest in artistic value, longest in its gallery, and most widespread in its reputation.
Oh, thank you.
Conversation 2. Here we are in Big Wild Goose Pagoda.
It was built in the Tang Dynasty, wasn't it?
Yes, the most famous monk, Sun Zhang, built it in 625 AD.
What for?
Sun Zhang went to India and brought back the sutras, so he built the pagoda to house them.
But why is it named Big Wild Goose Pagoda?
There are two legends. One is that it was named in memory of the temple in India where Sun Zhang lived on a goose-shaped hill.
Yeah.
The other is that it could have acquired its name because some monks were starving and Buddha, in the form of a wild goose, dropped down close to them. The monks, being vegetarians, refused to eat it.
How interesting.
The pagoda has 7 stories, 248 steps, and a great view around Xi'an from the top.
Let's climb.